Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Hot Topics. How are you, Kia, today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing great. A little bit hot, but I'm doing great.
You're hot. What's going
Yeah.
on by you? Yes, you're hot, but
I don't have AC in this moment, and I live in Florida, so I'm sweating everywhere.
Oh my God, I can just imagine. So, I lived in Florida for almost 4 years and Miami actually. And wow, I could not be without AC. I feel your pain.
Yeah, is what it is. So let's start. My name is Gloria Goldberg. I'm the founder of the podcast Unbreakable Life with Glory, where I talk about depression and anxiety and PTSD freely in a holistic way. And also I'm a public speaker from London Rio Academy. And here today, next to me, always, my co-host, Kia.
That's right. I'm Kia. If you don't know me, I'm the host of the Female Veterans Podcast and the upcoming series, Women Warrior Stories for the Veteran Channel. And as well, probably one of my favorite things to do is coach at the London Real Academy. So you can find me in at any one of those places, really doing my thing. I'm really excited today. How you feeling?
I'm very excited today because the topic of for today is awesome. I
Yes.
love and we talk we're gonna talk about conscious silence, and I love that. What about you?
I like it too. So I actually met our guest at the London Real Academy, and I attended one of her master classes. And she has an organization called the Massage Clinic, and she really helps massage therapists. Well, pre all of this that we're living in, this pause we're living in, she helped new massage therapists maximize their profits in their first years in practice. In addition, she's really, really spiritual. Like, she loves to meditate, she loves to go within. And lately on her Instagram, she's been posting really insightful, like really deep messages. And so I wanted to invite her on today and just talk to her more about what she's doing. And oh, and she had a retreat. So you know how everything got sort of thrown on hold with all of this, right? So she had a retreat to Bali she was planning. I don't know what's going on with it, but we'll find out when we talk to her. So I want to bring on my friend.
Kia, we having problems with the audio.
You can't hear me.
I hear you, but very, very kind of bad. And also, not too long ago, I went a little bit off, but I think it's the weather condition. Here it's about to start raining a lot, so I don't know. What about you?
Yes, it's pouring rain. Can you hear me better? A little better or no?
A little.
No, you can't hear me better.
There's a lot of delay in this moment.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's on delay, very, very
Okay,
much.
let me see what I can do. I'll be right back and you bring on baby and start the conversation.
Okay, I'm gonna bring our guest. Her name is Baby Lee. And Kia is gonna go out and come back again because we having problems with the audio. And you know this is live, so we need to do things on the spot. So I'm gonna bring Baby Lee. Hey baby, how are you?
Hi, good morning. It's still morning here in California, so I guess good afternoon in Florida.
Yes.
Thank you so
How
much
you
for having me.
been?
I've been patient, I've been kind, and I've been abundant with myself.
Of course. You know, baby, what I like a lot about you, and I think I mentioned it to you, you have a beautiful, beautiful voice. Very soothing, very calm for a lot of people. In fact, when I hear you, it's very calm.
Thank you. I've worked on myself. I had a very a boisterous tone, and it reflected my insides. I was very unconscious to who I am, and I would behave in a way that would show a different side of who I was, which is a calm being who wants to be compassionate. Instead, I was destructive. And so thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the conscious silence. Can you explain that to our audience about that?
Yes. So within massage, which is the practice that I do, I work as a massage therapist. It's always quiet, or there's music, or there is a lot of people who come in from stressful environments. And most of the time, the stress is still harbored inside. It harbors in the body, it harbors in the shoulders, it harbors in the back. And most of the time after a session, a client would come off the table and they would say that the massage was only enjoyed during the session. When the truth is, it could still be enjoyed after the session, but they're still loud and noisy inside. There's so much buildup in their body from distractions of ambulance, cabs, or internal issues. So with my clients, we practice stillness. A form of stillness could be meditation. So currently today is day one of round three of meditating twice a day at 9 and 3 live on Facebook as well as my IG channel. And it's to go into a stillness, a pause. There's many variables that it affects, not only your blood pressure, your mental capabilities, but also just your emotional reactions. You find out a lot about who you are, at least I did. And one of the biggest things that I was able to liberate was understanding that my behavior, is it in line with my values? And I could only turn into myself to realize in stillness, or else it's unconscious. I just react. I'm impulsive, and I always make mistakes when I'm impulsive. And whatever I do as a mistake, I absolutely understand other people are doing as mistakes. So when we are still and silent, that's when we make our choices. That's when we understand our strategies consciously, truthfully within ourselves. Does my behavior align with my values? And build that tolerance in stillness.
That's very important what you just said. If my values are in line for who I am, right? That's what you just said?
Does my behavior align with my values? For example, I'll give you two examples. I had a beautiful soul who gave me tips on negotiation when I was getting my commercial space for my practice. This beautiful soul told me the steps of what to say and when to say it, and then to be quiet. And it was in the quiet space for the both of us during the negotiation, which way it would go. This way, it also decreased hostility. It decreased me against you and you against me. It increased, how do we solve this problem? not how do we fight against each other. That's one example. But I would say that one example is for all examples. The second example I would give you is in relations. If I am having an issue, because it's me, right? I'm the one having the issue. If someone comes to me and talks to me and I'm disturbed by it, I'm the one having the issue, not that person. That person's in their own galaxy. Within my galaxy, I have an issue. Now it's a challenge. What do I do about this? How do I behave around this? My value is I value other people. I value another person's boundaries. I value another person being accepted, inclusive. And by doing so, I'm quiet. I don't need to interrupt their galaxy, their universe, their God, their being, because who I am respects who they are, and that is my value. So if I antagonize it, if I intrude on that, if I decide that I must belittle them, challenge them, then that goes against my values. But unconsciously, if I feel I must defend myself, and my behavior is, whether it's love me, do it my way, then it would be going against my values. Does that make sense, Gloria?
Yes. Makes sense.
Have you noticed that your behaviors ever fallen apart from your values?
Yes.
Whenever your behavior misaligns with your values and you are not in that stillness, that natural pause that you know, I need to take a break, That's when things get messy. It doesn't mean it's easier, because you are challenged, right? You want to react. But then that's where you build your discipline. And in meditation, you build the discipline. They say that I don't have time for silence. I don't have time for stillness. We all have time for silence, and we all have time for stillness. It's the discipline you put in to yourself. It's the kindness that you give to yourself that trains that discipline. If you shake and you move, that's okay. Next time, let's shake a little less.
That's Ronnie. She's from Florida.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
What you're saying, it makes sense, because I love silence, but people confuse silence. Silence, people think you just don't talk, right? But silence is also to quiet your mind. There's where the problem, right?
Say that again.
There are different types of silence. Silence is not to say anything. And other silence is to say nothing and quiet your mind. And some people think that just be silent is just not to talk, but in their mind is going on.
It is. And that's where breath comes in. Breath comes in to come back to your breath, to come back to your being, to come back to you, to align yourself again. And then you have a lot more control, that you actually have choices, that you don't have to be destructive. You don't have to regret your next impulsive move. And that's when you have the discipline within you. The only way I got to this point is because I was so destructive. I was so regretful of every decision I made because I knew I wasn't myself. Whenever you feel like this isn't me, this isn't who I am, That's the most important time for you to be in stillness, because you're not who you are. You're right. You're being challenged at this moment with choosing to be destructive or to be kind to yourself. To know who you are is to know your behaviors. Does my behavior align with my values? It's tied in. How I think is tied into how you feel. If I think, Gloria, you're a harmful person, I'm going to feel terrible around you. If I feel that you are a beautiful person, I'm going to feel wonderful around you. And the same thing is with stillness. You just have to gain that discipline. You have to gain the discipline for yourself, for your own reward, for your own kindness, for your own love, for your own liberation. Because that way your mind isn't fluttered with, I can't stand myself right now. I can't stand being alone. I can't stand the silence. Because what you're really saying is, I can't stand myself.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes, so, and I have to say, I only just got this, that my behavior must align with my values. That's been recent. And Kia, I'm going to give you, and Gloria, I'm going to give you both a lot of credit for showing me that side. Because even though I knew silence is needed and I knew stillness was needed, and I've been practicing this for years, I'm only now gaining more understanding of the importance of it, because it has to align with how I act out as well. So thank you too.
You're welcome, my love. Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. You know, the way we hear each other today is not optimism. Like a baby is saying a lot of beautiful stuff, very cool stuff, but it's like, the internet is cutting. And I don't want to cut any of you two, but it's like that. I don't know what you think about it, Akia.
I heard her perfectly.
You hear so, perfectly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you perfectly as well.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, well, we're going to just do our best, I think, you know? And if we end early, we end early, but at least we came live and we got to share a lot of baby's beautiful insight. So hopefully people can hear me. If not, we'll just have you come back on, baby. No, we do what we want.
I definitely, I want to repeat this. Even if we go through the whole show, I definitely want to repeat it because baby have a lot of things that a lot of people need to hear.
Mm-hmm. I made a lot of mistakes. I was so proud of being vocal. I was so proud of it. I was like, how dare you treat me this way? How dare you be unkind to me? How dare you not do it my way? How dare I not know how to not do nothing? Like a lot of times people are like, I can't meditate. I'm too fidgety. The dog is barking. My kids are screaming. That's the most optimal time to do it. People think that you have to be in silence. You have to have the perfect pillow, the perfect lighting, the perfect music. In all the practices that I've gone to, none of that existed. All distractions were welcomed. I have to say, whenever an outside force enters into a cultural identity, it always gets messed up. That's how I feel about certain food chains. I'm like, you messed up my Asian food. You messed up. But like I heard of like meditation and wine. How does that even fit together? or even the word om. I've never heard that growing up. They messed up the word. It's actually and it's a three property channel. And the truth is you can use it everywhere because it's supposed to actually bring you towards yourself. And the best time to meditate, which is basically just going within your yoga is to bring you in. It's not necessarily about the mudras, which is the poses. It's about bringing you centered. And I have exercised it because of times where they were the most disturbing, where I felt I shouldn't say anything because whatever I see right now, I know it's not me and I know I'm not going to mean it. And it doesn't need to be said. So if I just stay in my stillness and not be so proud, there's a reason why pride is a sin. It's destructive. I don't need to be so proud. I'm still learning because when I am upset with someone who is so hurtful to me, I have to also remember I am hurtful to myself daily. I do things that are unconscious to myself. Whether or not it's food that I know I shouldn't have eaten or exercises that I know I should have done or acts that I should or should not have done against myself. Of course, someone else is going to be hurtful to me because I'm hurtful to myself.
That's so true.
We get unconscious. And there's another thing that I've gained even more knowledge in. I don't like to say belief because my beliefs can always change. I believed in a lot of things I don't believe in anymore. So a lot of stuff I know, I'm just gonna say no. My knowledge is it either expands or contracts. So what I know is the word forgiveness. I've been in my stillness with it and I realized that forgiveness have always seemed like a superiority, that I must forgive you because you wronged me. So I'm forgiving you for me. That never made sense to me. Same as an apology. If someone says, you owe me an apology, you must say, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Not good enough. You didn't do it. You didn't say it the way you're supposed to say it. Well, you're right, because you told me to give you the apology. I gave it to you, and it's still not good enough. The truth is, I owe you just as much of an apology as you owe me. I deserve your forgiveness as much as you are to forgive me. But wherever your conscious state is where it's at. I'm missing a lot of stuff myself. And I'm still building my consciousness. I'm missing a lot of elements.
Aren't we all, though? Mm-hmm. We're all just works in progress, doing the best we can.
Yes. And if you want to evolve, evolve with it. If you don't, well, then you won't. But I don't have to forgive you because of where you're at. And I just know that wherever you're at is just that. If you've crossed me, well, I've crossed a lot of people. And I would hope they forgave me for just being where I was at that conscious state.
I love that you said that. That's really powerful.
So at this moment, my growth this week has been understanding to question myself. Is my behavior aligning with my values? Because for the past few months, if not years, I've never reflected on that. I just stood in my silence. I love this person, so I'm not going to say anything. But now I can say something consciously.
Yep.
That's okay. That stillness. Most of the time after the session, so a massage, whenever someone is getting a massage, people normally are like, oh, that therapist was so good. Now, I went to a Chinese medicine school, so I don't know how they teach it in a massage school, but we focus on yin-yang properties in theory. And it's not that you are feeling the sensation of the therapist's touch. You're feeling your experience with the therapist, how you're receiving from the therapist. It actually has nothing to do with the therapist. It's your experience with their touch because you still have to melt into their touch. So if you are tight the entire time, with that therapist and your shoulders were tense and you couldn't release, your experience is going to be completely different to their touch. The same thing with everyone. Are you going to melt into your partner, your child, your coworker? Or are you going to hold a hostile tension? Because is it really them? Or is it you experiencing them?
It's yourself.
Do you feel that? That stillness?
Mm-hmm.
So there are many breathing exercises. There's one where you just focus on your breath, that you're within your stillness, but there's one where you actually channel your nostrils. So do you guys mind doing some breathing exercise with me for a little bit?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So your spine has to be erect. So go ahead and just roll your shoulders back. Just roll it a few times. Now, when you breathe in through your nose, you erect your spine. So breathe in and breathe out. Make sure your chin is down. You're going to place your left hand gently in between your legs. You're going to only work with your right hand. You're going to curl in your two fingers and only leave your pinky and your ring finger up and your thumb out. I'm trying to focus where the camera is. Your ring finger and your pinky are going to stay together. So we're going to start from right to left. So you're going to plug in your right nostril and then your left nostril, right nostril and left nostril. So you're going to breathe. You're going to start by plugging your right nostril. And then you're going to breathe in and out slowly through your left and let the air go in and out. And then you're going to switch it in and out. And then you're going to switch it. We're going to do this for just a little bit. I'll monitor the time. So go ahead and close your eyes. Relax your shoulders. Unfrow your brows. Soften your face. Start with the right nostril. Breathe in and out through the left. And then take deep breath in. Deep breath out. Then switch. Go ahead and make your last inhale and exhale through the left nostril. Keep your eyes closed. Drop your hands to your lap. You're going to soften your face, lower your shoulders, and gently open your eyes.
It feels great.
Very nice.
It's calming. I know there's a science behind it. I don't know that science. It works.
But it works.
Something's going on. You got to use some big words to describe it. But
I'm pretty sure Mariana cleared that up last week's episode. So go back and watch that one and then you'll get the science, but try the exercise with this episode. It was really nice. I feel really centered actually.
Yes.
It's something very about relaxing. Nostrils. in the way it moves. So you're clearing out the passage when I was doing the exercise. And then there's always a nice stretch. So what you're going to do is close your eyes from right to left. You're going to breathe in. And as you exhale, drop your neck to the right. As you breathe in, bring it back to center. Exhale, bring it to the left. Drop it. Inhale, bring it to center. Inhale, chin to chest. Exhale, back to center. Inhale, drop your head back. Inhale, back to center. Soften your face, slowly open your eyes.
Oh, I am so stiff here on my right side.
Yeah. And stillness also gives you an awareness to where your body aches. There's so much power in conscious stillness, in conscious silence, in being present. And what does present mean? This word just gets thrown out, doesn't it?
Yes.
All the time.
Be present. Okay. I'm here. What do you mean? Present is being here right now. Not 2 seconds ago. Right here, right now. Do you understand, Kia? Right here.
Of course.
You get it, Gloria? Right here.
Yes, right here.
Right now. Ago, right now.
Yes, right now. Like people watching us right now, they are right now present with us.
Focused. Mm-hmm. Now, I also understand that our minds are vocal.
Very.
I had a beautiful soul who asked me once recently, who do you speak to the most? I responded, God. And she responded, you. It's you. You speak to yourself the most. And since I believe I'm God in myself, that the God inside of me recognizes the God inside of you, I always felt we had the same answer, but I didn't bother explaining because I don't need to. I honor her. But at the same time, I also realize we have a recording in our head of a lot of people who spoke to us.
Absolutely. A false narrative, a lot of times, based in negativity. With our inner child, a lot of those wounds come from things that were said, maybe not even intentionally, not even, maybe even meant to help. But to the little person that we were.
Yeah, it didn't help me.
You know, it was damaging. It might have been traumatic. It created a core wound. So yeah, false narratives. And that becomes our inner voice. And that's what we tell ourselves all the time until we become conscious enough to change it. Aware and present in the right now. Not 2 seconds ago, right, baby?
Right now.
Right now.
Not tomorrow.
Right now.
Not tomorrow.
Right now.
Now, yeah. And we need a group t-shirt now.
Right now.
Right now. Let's do it right now.
And a lot of my struggles in my relationships have been because I'm not present. And it's because I wasn't conscious at that moment. Now, it's also not to be a damper on myself. I would like to grow with whoever I surround my life with. I would like them to also be people who are willing to just embrace life and understand that they too have many faults.
Yes.
And that they, since they see their faults, they see my faults. Because that's the only way you can see it. If you believe that you have no faults, how can you possibly see my faults?
Or accept you in spite of them, which is acceptance is the key to the relationship, A lot of relationships fail because of what people can't accept. Believe me, I know. I'm living proof of that. And so, or not willing to accept. But when you can come across a person who whose faults are those that you can accept, well, now you're onto something. Now you have potential for a lasting relationship. And of course, they have to accept yours. They have to find them not so horrible that they can actually accept them. But with mutual acceptance, there you go. Maybe then the relationship can last.
You know, I've understood that many people who I believed loved me never loved me, but they loved the idea of loving me.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, my girl.
Okay. Right.
Gloria, get in on it.
The image of you, the concept of you, the person they created, the narrative that they created for you, like your alter ego that they created for you in their mind.
But not who you live up to that.
Right. How can you?
It's
a fantasy.
The box you put me in that I couldn't live up to. Feel free to be annoyed by me. Feel free, excuse me, let me correct myself. Feel free to be annoyed that I didn't fit the box you put me in. Feel free.
I feel like show yourself out. But that's just me. I still have to work on that. I'm a work in progress. What?
Everybody, you're a high five. I also recognize that too, because in this point of my life, or even 5 years ago, I have evolved. I've evolved in the past 2 months. I'm not leaving COVID the same person.
Me either, girl. None of us are.
It doesn't matter where you came from. You're still, this has still affected you. And I took full advantage of it. I took full advantage of being at home. I took full advantage of understanding myself. And I am still taking advantage of it. But I have to say this has put fire to me. It has, and I appreciate this moment of being able to even gain more of a community because of this. Gloria, Kia, what has this moment? What I'm sure there's many, but what is some of the things that this moment has given you?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you there's go many. First, Gloria?
Pick one out. Just pick one out.
Well, I myself, correct my anger. I'm working in my anger, and I feel that I connect why I'm getting my anger from. And I start working backwards to see where it was. That now that I finally found, I feel much better, much more in peace. I don't have that anger that I was carrying for many, many, many years. And that was my purpose in this time that I have all this time in my hands. And I said, I need to move out with this anger because I'm hurting people around me with my anger. And that was my target this time. And right now, they can't say anything to me. I will not react anymore. I'm not reacting anymore of situations in the way I was reacting before.
So for me, there's so many things, but I really had to come to terms with my ego. So I had an ego death during this time period. You can Google it if you don't know what it is, but definitely you were talking about pride before and everything. And repeatedly during this process, I had to die an ego death and come to terms with that, which brought me more compassion. It taught me forgiveness and self-compassion. And the last thing that I got during this time period is true freedom from my past and the beginning of a new cycle in my life, and to embrace it and to not be afraid and to just stand in my power and own it. So that's what I got from going within.
All this come from being silent?
This came from increased meditation. Mm-hmm. And connection with people who matter to me, and listening. As much as I offer advice, as much as I offer, you know, my friendship and to do for others, to be able to receive is also a gift. It's a gift to the other person. So in order to listen to those that care about me and accept their advice and not know everything, to be humble enough to go, okay, I'm wrong about this, or I need to take this action that I really don't want to take, but actually it's the right thing to do. Or to stand in my power and say, enough of this behavior, you've got to go. There's a deadline.
Yes.
It's just a whole process that from going within and standing in my stillness and in going into my own silence, which is hard for me because my mind is a chatterbox, okay? But getting there and working to get there, the continuous effort brought me to a present moment where I said, okay, change is needed. Mm-hmm. And I accept that and I'm going to do it. And these are the things I need to do. Period. As Gloria says all the time.
What about you, baby?
Mm-hmm. My behavior. When, you know, there are many times where I feel that I'm not being myself. And I always wanted to know, how do I stop doing that? How do I stop freezing up? Or just acting odd. I would say odd isn't me being, it's a very subtle difference, but it's still odd. And just learning, like I shared with you, I need to question myself. Is my behavior aligning with my values? Why am I being rude to this person? Why am I not being embracive? Why am I being constricting myself? How come I can't show more compassion? This isn't who I am. And yet my being, I'm not even able to control my own being. Have you found yourself in a position where, like, I want to be more, but for some reason, I can't, even though I know how to. But there's a block.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely been down that road. And then you have to identify the block and work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really
not easy.
But and then you said to yourself, why am I repeating this so many times if I want to change it? And you keep going and you are aware of that and you keep going. So it's hard. But like you said, we need a stillness, silence.
You do. I went hiking a few days ago. 2 days ago, I went hiking. And I went hiking with a friend who is in her 70s. So since she's in her 70s, we kept our distance. She's like, keep your distance, because I wasn't going to wear a mask. She wasn't going to wear a mask during the hike. We went on this hike. She falls down the ditch. I'm going to fast forward this whole thing. She's okay. I just want to say she's okay. But she falls down this ditch, and this ditch lands into a ravine. So it's a pretty steep fall, and she's bloody. And I'm thinking, man, I'm going to have to, like, go get her. So are you okay with me touching you without a mask? And she's like, yes, touch me. So I was like, okay. So I slide down the ravine and I look at like either we're going to go upstream or we're going to go downstream, but you need to hold my hand. So we needed help. A couple came. They're like, are you guys okay? I say no. She says yes. They leave. I'm still like, we actually do need help because the water is heavy right now. So she's hysterical. And then two more people come, two women come, and they say, do you need help? I say yes. She says no. So they leave. And they're like, well, go that way, right? Because of, you know, COVID or whatever. So go that way. And I'm like, okay, just walk with me. I still need another hand because she's 70 and she's bloody. So two men came. We'll call him Will. I think his name is Will. Will's a good name. So Will comes. He's like, are you guys okay? Do you need help? I say yes. She says no. Will go ahead and comes down the ravine and he helps guide us. So we get her out of the ravine. Will and I high five each other and I bring her back. I clean her off. I'm home. I don't get it just yet, but I settle into my stillness. She's away. All the noise, all the distraction is gone. I'm in my stillness. I'm at home. I'm on my own. I just ate. I'm rested. And I got the lesson.
Here was the lesson.
COVID had nothing to do with it. They didn't help because they didn't help. And I wasn't disappointed because I had no expectations that they would help. My disappointments come from my expectations.
Oh, that's so true.
If you don't do it my way, I'm disappointed. I expected it. But if I have no expectations, I'm not disappointed. If I just understand this is how I would like it, instead of how I expect it to happen, I'm no longer disappointed. Those people who passed by, I wasn't expecting them to. I wasn't disappointed. Here's another lesson. No one owes me anything. Those people who passed by, they passed by. They owed me nothing. They didn't owe me kindness. And for years, I at least thought people owed me kindness. They don't. No one owes me nothing. I would like it a certain way. You owe me nothing. I love you. You still don't owe me anything. I did so much for you because I did it for you. You owe me nothing. You still owe me nothing. On top of that, this man, Will, is that what we called him?
Will. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will.
Paul. Anyways, Will comes down and he showed such kindness. It was appreciative. He owed us nothing. So when someone is kind, my God, that feeds my soul. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me nothing.
It's so deeply appreciated. I definitely feel like that. And I deal with a lot of people all the time, especially at the Academy and my guests on my shows. And it's all different types of people, all different like personalities. And when people are kind, it just makes it magical. It just makes it such an incredible experience for everyone. And I'm always so grateful for it because I don't expect people to be bad or mean, but I don't expect anything from them. I just allow them to show me who they are. And that has really served me well lately, to just allow people to show me who they are and then act accordingly on my own.
I recognize people as being human and flawed, but I also have my own ego. And my ego says so many things that I feel like I'm entitled to. Like one of the lessons within that fall in the ravine is that for a while, and I was thinking, I am nobody's option. I am not an option. I must be treated with kindness. If you don't treat me with kindness, that's on you. That's terrible. You're terrible. And I realized I am an option. I am. Because those people who passed by the ravine, it was an option to help me or not. I am an option. It's not terrible. It's not a bad thing.
You're not the option. The option is their action. They had the option to help you. That doesn't make you the option, though.
Okay, I'm not a psychologist into like to fight you on this, but I'm gonna stick to I'm an option in the sense that if you were to pick me or pick someone else to be kind to, there's an option in that. Either I have a destination. I already planned on going here. You're in the way. Do I stop for you or do I keep going? There are options. We actually have options.
I'm a free teacher of the choir. I love options.
Yeah, it's an option whether or not you are in my life or not. Mm-hmm. It's an option of whether we're going to do this or not. And that's an option. And it's not a bad thing, but now I realize I'm actually an option. I'm not so entitled. I'm actually an option. If someone wants to be my friend, if someone wants a romantic relationship with me, if someone wants to hire me, if someone wants anything to do with me, I am an option for them. Just like you are now an option for me. Do I want you as my friend? That's an option.
Yeah.
Do I want to marry you? That's an option.
Yes.
So I now see that because I'm off my pedestal that I put myself on, that I'm nobody's option. And I feel so liberated from that because we have options.
I think it's definitely all perspective.
Okay.
I definitely think it's all perspective. I definitely understand what you're saying. I may not agree 100%, but I understand where you're coming from with it. And if it helps you, then of course, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. But I get this within my stillness. I never learn a lesson whenever I'm figuring it out. When someone tells me, go think about it. Okay. I learn my lessons when I don't think. Because then once I start thinking, I think about everything. I get so confused. I ask everybody. And though I love people's opinions and people's input, after there's a time I have to stop.
I'm very selective when I'm gonna ask for an opinion. I don't ask everybody what they think. I'm pretty much know what I want. I'm not wanna sound like, oh, she's all no, because I have a lot of issues too. But when it comes to that I need an opinion from someone, I don't ask to a lot of people because you can get more confused of what you are. So I always go to maybe one or two people that I know the most, that we understand where I'm coming from. And if those people don't understand where I'm coming from, I prefer to be in silence and take my risk and my options to make the decision. And how I learned that when I was kidnapped, I was in silence all the time. So I didn't have the chance to ask anybody anything. So everything I did, it was to act upon my experience. So I got that from there. So I'm pretty much clear of what when I want things or where I'm going. Sometimes I doubt, mostly of the times I doubt, but who doesn't? But I don't ask too much because I get confused. What about you, Kia?
Well, you know, I have a core group. I call them my board of advisors. And they are my trusted advisors when I am just stuck and confused about a person or situation. They're the people I call up and I get everybody's opinion. And then I digest it, and then I make my own choice. It always comes down to me and going within myself and deciding what feels right to me, what resonates with me. Yes. But I don't ask everybody, because first of all, not everybody's on my level. And I don't mean like my level of, you know, financial or anything like that. I mean my level of awakening, my level of consciousness, my level of thinking and certain aspects. And so I want to ask someone that I feel might have more knowledge than me or have had a similar experience. I'm very selective on who I open up to and who I share things with, because of that. Like, I was raised that way. My mother, in fact, it's my mother's birthday. May she rest in peace.
Hi, happy birthday, Mom.
She taught me forgiveness after she passed away. We'll just let that be that. But anyway, I try to go to people that I feel can offer me something. And I don't like to go to too many people because I was raised not to put my business out in the streets. Right. So I'm very private, and I'm very prideful sometimes when it's not in my best interest. So I don't like to not ask for help anymore. I like to accept help when I feel that I really need it. And it served me well. That's how I do it. I have my board of directors, my trusted confidants, and then I get their information and I digest it and I make the executive decision. That's how I roll.
We have 4 minutes to go.
Okay. And I just want to add this already. I know, baby, you killed it. I just want to add this. When I do make that executive decision, like you said, baby, I go into silence to do it. Like you said, Gloria, I go within and I try to feel it out.
Yeah.
You know, how is this going to make me feel? What are the sensations in my body? What is my emotional state as I'm going through this? And connect to my emotions and connect my thoughts with my emotions. And I use those two tools to help me make the decision I'm trying to make. And I go from there. So I hope to help someone. Then I did my job.
So baby, my dear, before we go and close the show, I want you to talk up a little bit about your project in September. You right? You're going to September and to Bali?
Well, Bali has been put on hold and it's supposed to be in August. I was, you know, it was such a shock that they extended the shelter in place after 1 month. And then now it's been extended to 3 months. So Bali's on hold. However, I do want to explain what Bali is. Since it's only on hold, meaning it's going to continue, massageclinic.net, and sign up to my newsletter. It's a newsletter I write, and you can read my free writing, and I'll keep you updated on the Bali. What's going on in Bali is it's going to just be for togetherness. There's going to be a trip to a temple. It's actually a bell temple. Now I'm going to get all this wrong, but go to the massageclinic.net. It's all right on there. Okay. It's all right on there. And it's just wonderful. There's absolutely going to be meditation, and other things that have to do with just collectiveness. And join me for my meditations. It's absolutely free. It's live on Facebook as well as IG. The IG is going to be the one that's most that works most of the time. But I do have it on Facebook as well. And we're going to do it again at 3:00, so Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for Easter time, what time is that?
Are you 3 hours ahead of me, right?
Yeah. It'll be 6 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast. And you do it again at 9 in the morning, right? East or Pacific.
Yeah, we're wrapping all this up for everybody. Check your local time zones.
Well, I know what we'll do it. Where can we follow you on Instagram? So we can just be following you on Instagram and then we'll see when you go live and we can just click in, because that's what
exactly.
I do.
Exactly.
The Massage Clinic CA. So all together, The Massage Clinic CA. And you'll see my photo on there. I think I'm doing one of these. So yeah, you'll see me and then on Facebook. I'd love to have you, and I'd love to see you guys in Bali. It will be next year.
But a togetherness retreat, right? That sounds really nice. I like that.
Soulful. I like that one too.
it might be a good time for next year, Gloria. I don't know. We need to talk about that. I've never been to Bali and I've always wanted to go.
Me too.
Maybe we can plan something out. And maybe those of you who are watching can get to hang out with us and be together with us in Bali. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We could meet some of our viewers that have been writing in and sharing love with us and following us on Instagram. So we've had several new followers on our Instagram page, Hot Topics, the podcast. So if you go to Instagram at Hot Topics, the podcast, you can see it right there, and follow us so that you can find out about old episodes, stuff we're doing, our cool upcoming guests, our previous guests, and all of that cool stuff. And as always, thanks for the love. We appreciate you.
So are we going to have you back again, baby, because
I want to have you. Issues.
Yeah, we have tech issues this time, but I want to have her at night. So the local people can see her more.
Baby after dark. Then we'll do that on the Thursday. So cool. We'll have you come back in June. It's right around the corner. And it'll be really fun to have you hang out with us in the evening because, of course, you're on the West Coast like me. And so it'll be early. It's at 6 p.m. for us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a blessing. Thank you.
You know, you're so honored to have you.
Yes, for sure. And we'll see you again next month. So hang out in the green room and we'll meet you there for Hot Topics after the live.
All right.
Bye, baby. Thank you.
Bye, baby. So all now everyone knows when the comments come up that when I go, that's my boo, that's my baby, that's who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about my man. There's not one. Just
not even in the list.
No, actually, it's not really a good time for me right now. There's a lot of changes happening in my life. And it's probably, I know I said summer. We'll see. We'll see. It's looking like maybe by the end of summer that I'll
No. You cannot cancel that, please. You said by the summer with COVID or without COVID.
I was going to start dating. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Don't cancel that, please, because I need to go to a wedding because I have a dress in the closet waiting.
Okay, well, I will do my best.
You know what?
I'll tell you one thing. So in my Instagram, my private one at Kiativity, I got a message from like a random older gentleman who I don't know that he's that much older than me, but people always think that I'm younger than I am, which I like, so keep that up. And he asked me to be his sugar baby girl. He offered me money and to pay all my bills and to take care of me.
Wow.
And I said no.
And this time of recession, I think anything is valid.
Girl, you know, I was very flattered. I think I'm supposed to be flattered. I should either be flattered or insulted, but I chose flattered because why not? Why not choose the positive thing, right? And I just told him no because I take care of myself. I hold it down on my own. And while it's very nice and I love a partner that spends money on me and takes me out and all these things, I like to do that too, give and receive. So, and I feel like, do you feel like maybe he expects something if he titles it Sugar Baby.
IKEA. Come on, of course. The point is, he offered too little.
I know. What do you think this is?
No, if he offered more, maybe, but he offered you too little. That you don't go too far when he offers to you.
No. In fact, I'm like, where are you from that people's, so you're going to pay all my bills and you're going to be a monthly stipend of $800 a month. I'm like, and while that is probably a lot of money,
that would not pay your car.
While I appreciate his idea of what it would cost to take care of me, I mean, that was just the play money. That was the spending money. But I don't like that. I'm a girl power kind of girl. I do my own thing. If I have a partner and we're equals and we're doing these things for each other, you know, maybe he makes more money than me and he likes to shower me with gifts and give me money. That's great, but not like that. That feels, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. If that's your thing, let me know. I'll send them your information, but it's not my thing. It's just not my thing. I take care of myself. So much for that boyfriend.
too little money. No. if it was a little, what a lot
how
more.
Much,
maybe.
How much, Gloria? So I know for next time.
I will say maybe $5,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's for me, that's still not enough. But okay. It'd be enough for me to actually consider it, though. Maybe. Yeah, and that's just for spending money. Everything else has to be paid for too. Exactly. If you're offering that, really, I'm not that kind of girl. I will take care of myself. There's nothing like if you're into gold digging, go get it, girl. Get yours the way you need to get it. I'm no shame, no judgment. Do what you got to do. But I'm just saying for me, I'm not like that.
Not me either. I don't need that either. Well, I'm married, so. I already have my sugar daddy.
you married your sugar daddy.
Okay, we need to wrap it up.
All right. Well, that was really fun. Thank you again, baby, for being on the show. And we'll see you guys next week. We have a really cool guest. Fingers crossed that he can make it. He came on Hot Topics before, but we had technical difficulties and his story is so good that we want to have him come back and do it proper. So if you believe in life after death, if you think that maybe there is something out there, then this episode is for you. You do not want to miss this story. It will change your life. Yes. So I'm Kia, host of the Female Veterans Podcast and the upcoming series, Women Warrior Stories for the Veterans Channel. Check it out at veteranschannel.com and success coach at London Real Academy. And I want to thank you for your comments, your likes, your sharing this, like this page if you haven't liked it already. Watch the replay, share it, have a watch party. I don't know if you like anything about us. Share the love. And we'll see you next week.
Well, this is Gloria Goldberg again. I'm the host of the podcast Unbreakable Life with Glory, where it talks about depression, anxiety, and PTSD in a very natural way. And see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And next week, we hope to bring this angel on Wednesday. We have angel.
Who's coming tomorrow?
Marcos Corral. A free thinker.
a real rock star, a genuine awesome guy who's shoots guns and rides motorcycles and has a really dope podcast. Yes, so he'll be here tomorrow night. And what were you saying about the angel?
The angel.
Next week.
Next week is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the angel is going to be available to come to his angels. All right, guys. Remember to likey. And thank you for the comments. Thank you for your support. And sorry for the inconvenience today about our
tech
weather. And that's it. This is about when you are alive, you don't know what it's going to encounter.
The show must go on, baby.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you tomorrow, 9 p.m. Ciao, ciao.